everyone. I'm Amanda Salas, and this is Fox 11 News In Depth. Hal Eisner has generously let me handle this week, and it's a special show for me because we are celebrating National Cancer Survivor Month. You may recognize me from Good Day LA, bringing you the latest from entertainment and around the community. But today, I'm coming to you as a cancer survivor, and I'll be highlighting the stories, the strength, and the support that all survivors can relate to. For me, it all started 4 years ago. Yep, that's me. On October 13th, 2019, I rang the bell after my last chemo. June is National Cancer Survivors Month, and ironically, I was diagnosed in June 4 years ago. My symptoms for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma included extreme fatigue and itch, weight loss, and a swollen face. I was treated at City of Hope, and my hematologist, Dr. Alex Herrera, is still someone I rely on and would even call a friend. The doctors and nurses at City of Hope gave me healing, comfort, and of course, within the name, hope. The last 4 years have been quite the journey. From cancer to a pandemic, I say I went through a candemic, but I'm still standing here and standing strong, and so are so many of you.
Hi, my name is AJ. I'm battling brain cancer for the third time. All I could say is never ever give up.
Keep the hope alive.
And don't forget, you got this.
Fox 11 celebrates National Cancer Survivor Month. On New Year's Day of this year, I was on a Rose Parade float celebrating City of Hope survivors and the medical team that helped save their lives. And now here we are in June, celebrating National Cancer Survivor Month on Fox 11, where we get to highlight so many of you. That truly is a full circle moment. Wow, it feels like yesterday and a whole lifetime ago. I had the support of my family, my fiance, the power of prayer, and the City of Hope to help me get my survivor status. The medical team at City of Hope gave me just that, hope. And joining us now is Dr. Joseph Alvarez, AKA Dr. Joe from City of Hope, hematologist and oncologist and full-time hero. Welcome. Thank you for celebrating the survivors with us today.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to be here. This is such an important thing to talk about. So thank you so much for sharing your story, because I know it'll inspire other people going through cancer treatment today.
Thank you, Dr. Joe. What are the symptoms that people should be looking for? I know it's different for each cancer, but what are some key symptoms that people should be aware of?
I think it's good to be aware of major changes with your body, and some of those can begin in small ways.
Right.
Things like weight loss or itching that just won't stop with allergy medications,
right.
Fevers. But it can even be more subtle, like a change in when you go to the bathroom, and your bowel movements. Things like that can be an indicator that you should talk to your doctor. Too often people are afraid, but really there's great power in seeing these changes in yourself and then talking to your doctor and figuring out what to do next.
I agree. I definitely agree. If it's consistent and persistent, you should definitely call your doctor.
Absolutely.
You're there at the hospital on the front lines every day. Tell us what advancements you personally are so excited to see and share with your patients.
I mean, one of the most powerful things that I've seen working at City of Hope for the last 27 years is that these days, we're thinking smarter against cancer.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking, for instance, through personalized medicine at people's genes, looking at the kinds of changes within the DNA of their cells that tells us how much treatment to use.
Wow.
Maybe even to find creative ways of harnessing the power of the immune system through immune treatments and
right.
even using pills instead of chemotherapy or radiation therapy to treat someone, even knowing when we don't need to use chemotherapy at all.
Wow.
So this precision medicine is really changing how we deliver care these days.
Absolutely. Wow. I'm just so in awe of what you do every day. I mean, you are part of the reason so many people can call themselves a survivor. So tell me, what is the most rewarding part of your job?
The best part of my job is being part of people's story.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this idea of sharing somebody's journey and working together and being there to support each other. I think the best part of what I do is asking people to tell me about themselves and share in their story, because what we ultimately seek is a restoration to wholeness, getting them back on the path of what it means for them and their family to be them and to be human.
Absolutely. At the end of the day, that's what we both are, right?
Absolutely.
I'm sure we're better having you in our lives, and they're better for having you as well.
I'm very fortunate to be part of that.
Yeah, and they're very fortunate too. Dr. Joe, thank you so much for being here today and for choosing hope every single day. For more information, you can go to cityofhope.org. Coming up next, we're talking to survivors and a caretaker who know firsthand about what fighting for a second chance at life is all about. But first, here's Arlene, a local survivor from Anaheim, with some inspiring words.
One thing I would tell a cancer patient is to never lose hope. Keep fighting, stay determined, and remind yourself who you are and that you can beat this.
You can count on me.
Like me and Amanda, we are lymphomies for life, and I'm gonna always cherish that relationship. And I promise you, you're part of our family now. And I'm just sending all love, peace, and energy to you guys. Have a blessed one.
That's my lymphoma, Christian. Welcome back to Fox 11 News In Depth. This week, we're discussing the difficult subject of cancer, but our next guests share a message of hope. Joining me now are Tesha, Milton, and Vanessa. Thank you so much for being here. Tesha, let me start with you. Stage 3 breast cancer survivor. First, tell us how you're feeling today.
I feel amazing, and I have a new outlook on life. So.
Which is? Tell us that.
Just live my life freely, make sure I get dressed up and be fashionable every day.
Yeah. And how many years in remission are you?
3.5 years.
Woo-hoo! I love it. Milton, our other survivor here, 3 oncologists told you that your cancer was incurable, but you refused to let that be the end of your story. What made you keep fighting?
Well, I don't know if it's what made me keep fighting, but I just had a really great support network of friends and family who knew about my situation, but wasn't gonna take no for an answer, and led me to City of Hope, where, you know, they gave me the opportunity.
Why did you feel like you were in good hands when you were in City of Hope? Because when I was in City of Hope, I felt like just a sigh of relief. These are my people, they're gonna help me.
I mean, to be honest, off the cuff, like when I got first treated at City of Hope, I'm like, this is how rich people go to the hospital. You know what I mean? Like, there's a concierge, you know, when I was getting my chemo treatments. I had my own room, mm-hmm. you know, bed, TV. Would you like a snack, Mr. Liu, you know? And that was just a 180 from what I had received prior to that.
First class care, yeah. Definitely. Vanessa, you are our caretaker on the panel, and I know that the three of us definitely echo the sentiment of how important caretakers are. Some say it's even harder to watch someone you love go through it than experiencing it yourself. I'm sure there were moments where you would switch places with your young son, Christian, in a heartbeat, right?
Most definitely, yeah. I kept saying, I wish it was me. I wish it was me and not him. But he was so positive through the whole entire journey that just kept me going, and we just were each other's rock.
Yeah, your firstborn.
Firstborn.
That's your baby for life, though.
Baby for life, yeah.
What was the most rewarding part about being a caretaker, but also the most challenging?
I think the most rewarding was seeing him ring that bell.
Oh, yeah.
Just the final, you know, going through his final treatment and seeing him ring that bell, especially because he was the first one in my family to ring the bell. We have a lot of cancer in the family, and he was the first one. And so just praise God, you know, to this day, now 3.5 years later, he's still in remission.
Amen.
So, yeah, I think that was the most rewarding. Challenging, I think I want to say, was seeing him go through all the treatments mm-hmm. and everything that came with the treatments and not able to do anything to make him feel better, to get him healed, you know. That was the hardest for me.
Absolutely.
Going through all those treatments and seeing him be hurting.
Of course, and there's nothing you could do in that
nothing
moment.
Nothing that I can do.
I want to ask each of you, what was something that you wish that you knew about cancer before having to go through this? I mean, for me, I wish that I knew that it doesn't end when treatment ends, that the fight continues. So Milton, let's start with you. What was something you wish you knew before your fight?
I just wish I knew, like, you know, I back in the green room, we were talking about, like, nobody teaches you what to do.
Right.
Like, there was no, you didn't have a class in school.
Exactly.
About, like, what to do when you get cancer. But it's really just to have your open network of your support network that's available to you so that, you know, you understand that this is not, you don't have to work in a vacuum.
Yeah.
And with survivors now and working with other cancer in treatment people as well, like we open up and we share our, you know, mutual shared backgrounds on what's going on with us. So
yeah, community.
Community, exactly.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Tesha, for you, what's something that you wish you knew before your fight?
That my body would have been altered. I guess I thought that my body was going to be the same, but it's not.
Right.
So I would have probably tried to prepare differently, maybe. I don't know. But
of course.
Definitely the alterization of my body.
Where did you receive treatment?
I received treatment at the Oncology Institute in Torrance, and then radiation at the City of Hope in Burbank.
We all connected in some way, and the word hope keeps standing out. You know, I'm sitting here next to you guys, and I have my port scar right here, which I affectionately named Natalie Portman. I didn't even know what a port scar was. I just asked if you guys named your port. It's okay. You don't always need to do it. Some people, like you said, there's no right or wrong way to do it or to handle cancer. You do it however you feel. Vanessa, real quick, what is something that you wish you knew?
I think I wish I knew that before coming into this. I mean, just the cancer community, it's just so big.
It is.
It's so big.
And the caretakers, like your wife, Helena, who's here. Come on over. You have been married for a year now, but together total for 10 years.
Yes.
She was by your side. We just got to recognize the caretakers like Vanessa and Helena that are here today. Thank you for taking Thank you for taking care of her.
Thank you.
Vanessa, words of hope for any caretakers out there?
Words of hope. Just take it day by day. This is only temporary, it's not forever, and you'll get through this. You'll get through this with friends, family, having faith in God that He's in control.
Amen. Let's all hold hands. Here we go. Thank you so much, our survivors and our caretaker. Thank you for being with us today, Vanessa Milton and Tesha. And to all of you watching, we're sending you so much love. Coming up next, blood donations save lives across the nation every day. I take you to the place where I received transfusions that saved my life, and they need your help now more than ever. But first, another cancer survivor testimonial.
Hi, Amanda. This is Tina. I've been cancer-free for 1 year. Early detection is key. Also having a great support system. And have a good day, LA.
I've been cancer-free for over 30 years now, and what helped me get through my childhood leukemia were friends, family, and video games. And now, I even get to work in the video game industry. Hang in there and stay positive.
After chemo, many times my doctor recommended a blood transfusion to help boost my energy and overall health. I never realized how important blood donations were until I needed them to save my own life while battling cancer. Let me introduce you to the place and the people who make all of it happen. You've heard countless people say that blood saves lives, but it's so much more than that. Every drop gives life. It gives second chances, and it brings together a community of heroes stepping up for cancer patients who need these donations to survive and thrive. I want to introduce you to a place that helped make me a survivor, the City of Hope Blood Donation Center. Casey,
yes.
We're standing here where so many selfless people come and they donate their blood to help save people's lives.
City of Hope patients' lives, it's amazing. It's an honor to see it every day. Blood cannot be purchased at Costco in bulk. It has to be donated by someone healthy.
Casey also discusses how now more than ever, blood banks are in need of donations.
It's really difficult for all of us blood banks to collect blood right now. So it's really important more than ever to go to your local blood bank and donate blood, because whatever we don't collect ourselves, we do have to purchase from outside sources. And if those sources don't have blood, it's a problem.
Good afternoon. This is the City of Hope's Blood Donor Center.
Amanda, I do want to say thank you so much to the Fox 11 viewers. This really helps our donor center. They have been calling and, you know, when you send this shout out. So I just wanted to say thank you so much.
It truly touches my heart hearing that our viewers are calling to make appointments to donate blood. These donations helped save me in 2019, and since I am unable to donate blood because I had blood cancer, I will continue to spread the word of its importance.
Do you come to this bar often? Because I hear you're one of the regulars around here.
Yes, yes, I come here every 2 weeks.
I'm here for our patients because I used to work on the floor that took care of patients that needed blood products every day. Someone needs blood products. And so, you know, when they get short here, then our patients suffer.
As a survivor, I want to thank you for what you're doing. You've seen firsthand how it's helped. Tell me the physical difference you notice when you see someone who receives blood or platelets.
They're usually in dire need, so their counts are incredibly low. They have no energy. They're exhausted often. Anything could kill them.
I'm a cancer survivor. Oh. I was here 4 years ago getting chemo. I had no hair.
You have a lot to be thankful for, don't you?
I have so much to be thankful for, thanks to people like you.
You know why I'm here? It's not blood, it's blood platelets. But the good thing for me, I'm one of the lucky ones. I just live down the street. The ones that come from miles and miles around, they're the ones that really should be thanked.
Can I give you some snacks? Cool Ranch or nacho cheese?
Nacho cheese.
So, what would you like? We have Nature's Valley, we have Chewy, we've got Ritz crackers and peanut butter.
Yes.
There you go, girl, because you got the Ritz factor.
City of Hope has been collecting blood for their patients for 45 years, and Francis Fong is combining professional and personal for his purpose every day.
And your why is pretty personal, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. My history with City of Hope goes back to 2008 when my own son at 8 years old was diagnosed with leukemia. So I have a long history here at City of Hope, and full circle now today I'm a blood drive coordinator and I go out and meet with patients' families and businesses and set up these blood drives. Coming from the perspective of a caregiver, I don't totally understand what it feels like to be waiting for a blood transfusion. Blood transfusions give our patients time to recover, time to battle another day, and more importantly, time with their families.
Look at this smile while going through treatment.
Yeah, that's him going home after a blood transfusion. So that's what blood transfusions can do, is help families be together.
Blood truly is the gift that keeps on giving. Donors can schedule a donation appointment at idonateBloodForHope.org. Coming up next, a filmmaker joins me to discuss her short film based on her own survival story. But first, another viewer with words of hope.
I have had cancer 5 times in 5 years, but I have been cancer-free for 8 years, thank God. And I am blessed, you know. It's rough. It's rough when you're going through it, you know, but you just have to take one day at a time.
Hello everyone, my name is Gavin Valencia. I'm 15 years old and I was diagnosed with leukemia and I just rang my bell. Everyone that's going through a battle, don't give up. You're gonna ring that bell and it's gonna be the best thing that ever happened to you. Just don't give up.
He is so right. I love these survivor submissions. Every cancer story is unique, and one filmmaker tapped into her own survivor story for the short film, Great White Lies.
If a shark is pulled back by its tail, it drowns. When I was diagnosed, I felt like I was drowning. I couldn't breathe.
Great White Lies tells the story of Sophia, who goes to a party for the first time since she was diagnosed with cancer. From script coordinator on Cobra Kai to her own film, joining me now is the writer and director of Great White Lies, and more importantly, a 2-time cancer survivor, Heather Andelsman. Thank you so much for being here.
Hi, Amanda. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. You truly are turning your story into one that can be shared with so many through film. Why did you want to make this?
I wanted to make this film to specifically bring awareness to an aspect of cancer treatment which I felt was overlooked, which is returning to a normal life after going through treatment. And I realized very quickly after I finished treatment that it doesn't end when treatment ends, and there are a lot of unique issues that especially young adults face when returning to life after cancer treatment.
You're so right. What is it about this film that you think other cancer survivors will relate to?
I think that other cancer survivors will relate to the isolation and obscurity that I felt when returning to college after going through cancer treatment.
And congratulations, your film is getting a lot of buzz. Tell us where it can be seen next.
Our film was officially selected for the LA Shorts International Film Festival, which will be happening later in July.
That's so exciting.
Thank you.
We're celebrating National Cancer Survivor Month and your film. This is a big deal. And the importance of representation within the cancer community within this film. So congratulations.
Thank you.
You also work with an organization called Gift of Life. Tell me about that.
Gift of Life is an international bone marrow and stem cell registry, and they are focused on adding diversity to the registry because it's so important that every type of person can find a match. I was fortunate enough to have over 900 matches in the registry, which was pretty unheard of. So I felt it was important to give back and work with them.
That's so great. It doesn't stop after treatment. Our job as cancer survivors is to help other people, and that's what you're doing.
Yes, and at our screening at LA Shorts, you will be able to visit the table for a Gift of Life and join the registry.
And it's a quick swab. It doesn't take a lot of time.
It's so easy, and you can potentially save a life. And obviously, there's someone out there that is responsible for me being alive today.
Absolutely. What would be your advice right now to any cancer survivors watching?
I think any cancer survivor watching should just keep in mind that there will hopefully be an end and there is a light at the end of the tunnel. So I would just keep in mind that it will come to an end one day. Yep. It's possible, and just keep fighting.
Absolutely, keep fighting. And for more information for you to watch the film, you can check out greatwhitelies.film.com. Thank you so much, Heather, for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Amanda.
We will be right back.
Being a cancer patient or cancer survivor or just someone touched by cancer doesn't have to define you. Your life is so much bigger than cancer. It may be part of you, it may affect you, but your life is worth so much more than cancer.
Hey, I'm Stephen Davidson. I was diagnosed with leukemia when I was 10 years old. I am almost 16 now, and my message to anyone fighting cancer is to not give up on you. Keep on fighting.
That's right. Keep on fighting. I'm Amanda Salas. Thank you for joining us for this special Fox 11 News in Depth. Keep spreading awareness, hope, and inspiration to help more fighters be survivors.